British transgender musician and activist C.N. Lester says the presidency of Donald Trump in the United States is a travesty which should galvanise women around the world.
I mean, I think Donald Trump has been a catastrophe for all human rights. It's not one section of the population, it's not just trans people, it's not just refugees, it's not just Muslims, it's not just Jewish people, it's not just women. He is a catastrophe for all people who aren't just like him. And the only good thing I can think coming out of that is that we all work together to make sure that that kind of travesty can never happen again.
C.N. Lester is in Australia to speak at the All About Women Festival in Sydney ahead of International Women's Day on Thursday. She told SBS the Trump presidency should challenge the way people think about the world and their place in it.
It should function as a wake-up call that we are not in this cozy progressive future that a lot of us would like to think that we are. And as I said, all I can hope is that we have a fire lit underneath us to try and make sure that he doesn't succeed and this doesn't take hold as a new way of being.
US author and commentator Sophia Nelson is another keynote speaker. While she says she's no fan of Donald Trump either, she too says there's a reason to be grateful.
I think that Trump is a good thing because Trump is going to force us to take a look at who we are. What do we really believe? Who do we want to be? So as much as I don't care for this presidency, I'm grateful for it because it's the difficult things that test us.
Sophia Nelson describes herself as a moderate Republican, and she says some Trump voters are now openly regretting casting their vote in his favour.
I've had a number of people who've said to me, I'm embarrassed that I voted for him. I knew he was probably going to be a problem, but I thought he would address these things, Obamacare, things like that that were polarizing issues. He's the best ally because he's so ignorant. People look at this and they go, my goodness, are there people who really think like this and talk like this? And I think it's been a wake-up call. So I don't think that social media in the case of the movement has hurt it at all. I think it's helped it.
Author Francesca Donner, the director of the New York Times Gender Initiative, says the Me Too movement has changed the whole conversation for the better.
It's a collection of all of these individual stories that might have been whispered from someone to a colleague or a trusted friend that are suddenly being told on social media. And suddenly you've got this huge collection of stories that take on almost a life of their own, and it becomes a whole roar, if you will. You can't put all of those stories back in the box, right? So that's part of it. And then what that has done is really make people sit up and really analyze what is going on, what is right, what is wrong, what are the conversations that we're having with our partners, with our colleagues, possibly even with our bosses, and how is all of this kind of changing the way we look at things and what our expectations are.